Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a trial for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek we word. This world is a trial for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek we word.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
I thank the Lord Allah. I ask Him for help and guidance and forgiveness for our sins. For those whom Allah guides are the guided ones, and those whom Allah does not guide are the misguided ones. I believe and confidently affirm that Allah is the only God and that Prophet Muhammad is His slave and messenger. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, who was sent to bring mercy to the world, to guide and to warn and to give good tidings. He delivered the message and gave the best advice to the world. We ask Allah to reward him on our behalf. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah supported all His prophets with many great miracles to assure and testify to the truth of their prophethood. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, also known as Jesus in English, was among the prophets given great miracles. By his request to Allah, he cured the blind. Allah sent down food from the sky, and this was among Isa's great miracles. Prophet Isa ordered his disciples, known in Arabic as Al-Hawariyun, who were the best of those who believed in him, to fast for 30 days. When they completed the 30 days, they were with him in a desert. When Prophet Isa used to go out, thousands of people followed him. Some were his disciples, and others followed him to ask him to make supplication for them so they could be cured from their disease. And some followed him to mock him and harass him. No amount of harassment or abuse ever prevented any of the prophets from continuing to spread the message of Allah to the people. All of the prophets were patient in spreading the great religion of Islam that Allah selected for His slaves. Allah the Almighty says in the Quran al-Kareem, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَنْ نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا ونكون عليها من الشاهدين. The disciples asked Prophet Isa, peace be upon him, to ask Allah to send them food from the sky so they could eat it and their hearts would be content that Allah had accepted their fasting and it would be a feast for them and they could eat from it on the day they finished their fasting. It would be enough for the first and the last of them, for the rich and the poor. Prophet Isa alayhi salam was worried about them and warned them that they may not be appreciative to Allah for it. How many people these days do not thank Allah for what He bestowed upon them? They do not give the obligatory thanks to Allah, which is not to use what Allah bestowed upon them in disobedience. Some ask Allah for help only when they are in distress, but when they are comfortable and happy, they forget the obedience of Allah and drown in their sins. Prophet Isa, peace be upon him, feared for those with him that requested the food, that they may not be thankful for it. Why did they, who had previously seen many of his great miracles, want even more? They told him they wanted to eat it and to be blessed. When they insisted upon him, Prophet Isa went to the place where he used to pray and dressed himself in an unwoven garment. He lowered his head in fear of Allah and wept. Allah the Almighty says in the Quran al-Kareem, قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. He started asking Allah to answer the request. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his call. The food came down between two clouds, one above it and one beneath it, surrounded by angels, and it started coming down bit by bit. At every stage, Prophet Isa would ask Allah to make it a mercy, not a punishment, and to make it a blessing on them. It finally settled in front of Prophet Isa. It was covered with a cloth. Prophet Isa stood up and raised it and said, In the name of Allah, the best sustainer. There were seven great fish and seven loaves of bread, vinegar, salt, pomegranate, honey, and various fruits. It had a beautiful aroma, and they had never smelt anything like it before. When the news reached the non-believers, they were envious and rushed to see the miraculous sight. Prophet Isa ordered the disciples to eat the food. They said, We will not eat until you do. He said, The ones that asked for it are to eat from it. When they refused to start eating, he asked the poor, the sick, the disabled, and the blind to start eating the food. There were about 1,300 of them. They were blessed after eating from it, and great miracles happened then. Everyone that ate from it was cured from his or her disease or disability, and the poor became rich. When these miracles happened, those who did not eat the food regretted it. Many people gathered around the food. Prophet Isa gave everyone an opportunity to eat the food. The very last of them ate like the very first. It was said that for 40 years, 7,000 people would eat from it every day. After 40 days, Allah ordered Prophet Isa to make the food available only to the poor. They were ordered not to be distrustful or to keep anything for the next day. When they disobeyed and starting to save the food was lifted. This was hard on the people. The non-believers started to spread doubt about Isa alayhi salam. Allah revealed to his prophet that he would punish those non-believers. The next day, when the non-believers awoke from their sleep, they had been turned into ugly pigs, eating dirt from rubbish dumps. There were 33 of them. Allah is all-powerful. They had been turned into pigs eating dirt when they had been humans eating beautiful food. When people saw this, they gathered around Isa alayhi salam, weeping, and the pigs came to them and lowered their heads and started weeping as well. The tears were running down their faces. Prophet Isa knew them, and he called each by his name, and they acknowledged by nodding their heads, as they could not talk. The pigs remained in that state for a few days. Prophet Isa alayhi salam asked Allah to take their spirits. After that, the following day they disappeared and nobody knew where they went. And after that great miracle, many people believed in Prophet Isa and the true message he came with, the great religion of Islam. For those that believed in him already, their belief grew stronger. Allah the Almighty said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد. From this verse, one clearly understands that Prophet Isa alayhi salam never said to people, worship me and my mother as gods. He never said that he was the Son of God. He never called Allah Father or referred to Lady Maryam as Mother of God. Isa said to people, "Worship Allah, your God, and mine." He said only what was revealed to him. And at this point, it is very important to mention that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was never killed nor crucified. He was lifted to the second sky and he is still alive right now. Muslims love, respect and glorify Master Isa as a great and dear Prophet of Allah. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to abort our sins and seek reward. This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to abort our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.